Well, now springtime flowers could be toxic for your pets. That's according to Dogs Trust this afternoon. Daffodil bulbs are more toxic for dogs than the likes of chocolate. And to give us more on this story and to explain it to us is William Smith, Clinical Director of City Vets in Waterford. He's on the line now. William, daffodils...
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Daffodils and daffodil bulbs, more toxic than chocolate. Can you explain that to us?
Yes. So I suppose a lot of these poisonous plants aren't recognised as being poisonous. It's very well known that chocolate isn't good for dogs. And we would get lots of calls from people whose dog has eaten a couple of chocolates.
And what about the daffodil bulbs then? What's the impact? So, can it kill my dog?
Yeah, so I suppose the point of it is that quite a small amount can cause quite serious effects. So whereas the chocolate, dog needs to eat a lot of chocolate to get ill effects. With daffodil bulbs or the whole daffodil flower, that's not the case. So a small dog, let's say a 5 kilogram terrier dog, eating even one daffodil bulb will cause quite serious effects. They tend to be hospitalized. It causes very severe vomiting and diarrhea. It acts as a purgative. And that can lead on then to electrolyte abnormalities and even could cause serious illness. So it depends on the amounts. There's lots and lots of toxic plants, but it depends on the level of toxicity and the chance of the dog actually eating a toxic amount.
Well, cats are impacted too by lilies and cut flowers.
Yeah, cats are an interesting one. Cats obviously are much less prone to eating unusual plants. They're much more particular about what they eat. So it's unusual to see any other kind of plant poisoning in cats. But they are uniquely, as a species, they're uniquely susceptible to lilies. And so these are the lilies that you'd have as a cut flower arrangement. And again, they only need to take a very small amount to get very serious toxic effects. So eating a cat eating less than one leaf or a part of one flower of a lily can cause fatal renal failure, kidney failure. And what can happen is, you know, the pollen that comes off those plants, of course, so sometimes cats will rub against them and that pollen will be deposited on their fur. And then they lick the fur, and that's how they ingest a toxic amount from that. So lilies are really dangerous. Lilies shouldn't be in the same house as a cat.
Oh, well, interesting. Just finally and very briefly, tea bags. Yeah, they are a major hazard, and I mean very briefly.
Well, again, it's one that we see commonly, because dogs will, believe it or not, use tea bags. And there's actually quite a high caffeine content in them. So it's caffeine toxicity, and again, can be fatal. So about 4 tea bags will cause clinical signs in, let's say, again, a 10 kilogram a Jack Russell Terrier. They get twitchy. They get very twitchy.
Have you encountered a Jack Russell who's eaten 4 tea bags before?
They do. They will eat tea bags sometimes. I came across one where the people were throwing tea bags into the compost heap, and the owner had been out turning over the compost heap, and the Jack Russell had been rooting around in the soil, and next thing started twitchiness. Or is another where the neighbours were actually throwing rubbish into their neighbour's garden, and the dog was rooting through the rubbish, and it was tea bags, fishing tea bags out. So they will eat tea bags. Yes.
Okay.
Dogs have strange appetites.
They do indeed. Daffodil bulbs, tea bags,
and onions, perhaps is another one.
There's a big list. We can't get into it all.
There's a big list. Yeah. There's a big list. Yeah.
Well, look.
Those are the most common ones we would see.
William, thanks for telling us what's not good for our cats or for our dogs. And thanks for the warning. William Smith, a vet from Waterford, Clinical Director of City Vets at Waterford. Thanks for joining us.